The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I come once again to speak truths of the soul. My prayer is that your souls are awakened to these truths, that you will come to recognize from that place deep within you the power of these truths, the veracity of these truths, the capacity of these truths once expressed and applied within an individual's life to bring about great change and transformation, to open vistas and understandings which the mind is incapable of experiencing and knowing in its own accord. The great awakening power of the soul is love. For it is the ingredient, the elixir of the soul that awakens its faculties and gifts. And this gift of love must come not just from within the individual and their desires and efforts to be purified in the natural world, but also the awakening of the soul through the gift of God's love, the divine love, which comes from without. Comes from the great source, which is God. Few truly understand this. Few seek this road. Certainly there are very few within your earth plane who have come to recognize this truth as a distinct truth, as the truth that can be used as a mechanism to purify and awaken the soul. There are many in your world who have received a measure of divine love through their beseeching God to bless them. But that prayer, that desire from the individual, is for the touch of God upon them. But in this touch, there is no distinct desire to receive the essence of God within the soul. But through God's love and mercy upon his children. So, with sincere prayer in this way, the mechanism that elicits the Holy Spirit to touch that soul comes into play, and the soul receives this gift of love. Yet often this gift goes unrecognized through the lives of each individual until they come into the world of spirit. And at some time realize that something truly profound and holy has touched their soul when this recognition comes. So the forces of light, of truth, assist that individual to realize how this may have come about, what the truth of the matter is. And there are many in the world of spirit who are engaged in assisting those spirits in the lower planes to come to this realization, to come to realize the power of love, and how love, the love of God, may transform the soul. Many in your world know the power of love in regards to their own natural abilities and gifts within to love. And they come to know the pleasure, the joy, the gratification of this love, what we have identified as the natural love, that love which is given to each individual soul, its capacities and expressions are natural, outflowing an expression of the individual living upon this earth plane. And many beautiful experiences come in the realization and expression of the natural love of the individual. Joy, a measure of joy, will come to that individual who emphasizes and explores the expression of their capacity to love. For love is the power that brings light, that wards off darkness, that gives the impetus of the individual's desires and efforts to create a life. For a life without love is bereft indeed. There is a lack of joy. In the truest sense, there is a lack of purpose. For the journey of life is a journey of the exploration of love. Whether that be for one's mate, one's friend, one's children, one's community. It is that cohesive factor that brings connection and unity from one individual to another, or one individual to their community. Unfortunately, in your present time, with all its myriad of distractions, and dark and opposing conditions of the human condition, the individual is often distracted from the pursuit of love, comes into a place of mindful engagement rather than that of the heart. And in this lack of heartfelt connection with others, the individual turns within itself and often feels a great lacking, a great emptiness within, which motivates them to seek ever greater distractions, to be ever more engaged within the mind. And this makes for a very unfulfilled life, a life that is filled with a sense that there is no purpose, no meaning, no direction. Merely the stimulus and the response of the day, of the moment, in that individual's life. It is sad indeed that even the very nature of the individual, of God's creation, the human being, upon this earth, has been corrupted and goes beyond the direction towards light, because it has not learned nor cannot recognize the true desires within themselves. And so the direction of their life becomes deflected away from its true purpose, into something that is wholly man-made and without true meaning. And so a great deprivation proliferates in the world of man. Because the individual lacks a desire, a conscious desire, to walk within the avenues of love and fulfillment. Rather, one's life becomes a series of actions, mental processes, which are bereft of love. There are countless millions of souls in your world who are continuing upon that direction, away from their true selves, towards that place that has been shown to them by those who seek to profit and control. And those who have successfully done so have made fortunes beyond the reckonings of any man. They have not done so purposely, but they have merely followed the machinations of a well-honed mind capable of creating mechanisms and avenues which they felt would benefit humanity. and these mechanisms are not in themselves evil. But it is the way in which humanity has utilized these things that they have done themselves a great disservice. For their love of machines, their love of what a machine can do to distract the mind, has brought to them a life bereft of love. Since the mind is so well engaged, those deeper senses of the heart are ignored, unrecognized. And so the individual who is within this condition of mindful immersion and powerful stimulation has denied to themselves, to a very great degree, the exploration and expression of the capacity of the individual to love, to express, receive, create love within their lives. This is what humanity has been created for, to be the individual expression of love in the universe. Whether that expression be of the human qualities of love, which have been endowed upon humanity, or to go further than this, to express the soul awakened with the love of God. This is where true fulfillment is possible. This is where the fulfillment of a life may bring wondrous gifts and experiences, expressions, and joy. And even though that inclination towards love is innate within the individual, it is almost instinctual in nature, with the power of free will within that individual, they may deny these experiences and pleasures for whatever reason or barrier that exists in their lives. The great tragedy of your Western culture is your pursuit of materialism, which has brought about a weakening, a very severe flaw within the structures of your families, your communities, for it begins with the child who has not experienced truly the dedication and love of their parents. Rather, their parents teach the child from a very early age that this distraction or that will satisfy their needs. And even though every child is born into love and is wanted by their parents, still those very same parents have not learned for themselves the importance and vitality that comes with a loving relationship with their children, with one another, and with their communities. Love has not been the mainstay of life in your present time. Love is an incidental reflection of human life, rather than that which needs to be revered and nurtured and acknowledged as the primary factor of a human existence that is fulfilled and purposeful. And this must change, beloved souls. This must change. For as humanity continues down this road and neglects the very foundation of their own existence, those things that make life worth living, as you would say, then indeed there is greater pain, less wisdom, and certainly no true spiritual understanding of life. The material existence is short, but it is crucial in formulating the trajectory of the soul for that life of the soul continues on. And will continue on. Far beyond the time and experiences of the material existence. But it is foundational, beloved souls. It is those things within the life of an individual determine directly the existence of that individual when it progresses towards the spirit life. And to create a strong foundation of love, even self-esteem, as you call it, has a great bearing on the future existence in the spirit world. For as I've said, love brings light. And light is a determining factor of the individual's future existence. Without a true light within the individual, a light that has been created with love, a light that is the expression of love, a light that comes as each individual chooses actions and thoughts and expressions in their daily lives. For each day is a brick laid within the foundation of the individual. And each day brings the opportunities for each individual to choose light or not. An individual whose capacity to love has been nurtured from the beginning is more likely to choose light over darkness in their thoughts and actions. For that power of love within the individual influences highly the thoughts and desires of that individual. And if light and love is a choice applied daily, then this light builds, and so does this love. And though the human life is somewhat erratic and at times light is not chosen even by those beautiful souls of light, still the trend continues to forge ahead and upward into greater light. That love within the individual creates a cohesive factor that brings a sense of peace, of wisdom, and dare I say, of faith. And in the light of love, fear does not exist. Error is repelled by the wisdom within. The journey of life becomes that of a joyous exploration of coming to know oneself in relationship to all that is in your world and in the world that comes. So you see how important it is to nurture love within yourself, to nurture love within your children, to nurture love within your communities. When one pursues the highest love of all, that of God's love, the source of all love, its qualities and nature are different from that which God imbued within the human soul. But it may be added to that soul, given that soul's desire to receive it. And in this way, the progression towards light of the individual is accelerated. And that individual's capacity to seek out higher truth, higher expressions, powerful avenues of spirituality and spiritual blessings to the individual and through the individual can be attained by this pursuit. And yet, the unifying factor, the unifying truth, is that love is the key to all things in life. The power of love is the unifying power of the universe. The power of love brings all elements together in the pursuit of harmony and the direction of harmony. Humanity has lost this truth, such a basic truth, continues to pursue its own desires and sense of what is important, neglecting a truth that lies within their hearts and souls, that is the greatest ally to a life lived in your world and the next. You have been created to love. God's intention has always been for the individual soul to realize all of its capacities and abilities to love, to be creative, to express all aspects of a unique soul in the world with harmony and grace, with joy and wisdom. And we in the celestial kingdom continue to make great efforts to encourage humanity in these directions, to see the truth of love, the power of love, the glory of love, the beauty of love, to embrace love as the foundation of their lives, to express love as the very highest expression than any individual can have within your world. And with this expression comes many things. In love, beauty is created. In love, harmony comes. In love, true connection between individuals are realized. In love, each individual adds to the vitality and harmony of the world. In love, all that is challenging and difficult finds solutions and ease of expression. In love, true wisdom will bring greater harmony, and true sensitivity to the many layers and elements of the world. Love is what you seek. Love is the greatest of all. blessings in your life. Love is readily obtained, provided you are willing to walk this road towards love and light. But often fear gets in the way. So many are afraid to reach out, for they sense that the human condition will bring pain, heartache, disillusionment. And indeed, these risks are real. And yet, even with heartache, even with hurt, there comes lessons. And one has the ability to pick themselves up, strive towards greater love and light. And this many of you brave souls do, day after day, even though you may experience a small hurt or something that is intense, you come to God in faith and ask to be strengthened and healed of your hurts. And indeed, with this sincere desire and prayer, God responds in love. And so even though each individual must engage in the human condition to some degree, they are uplifted by God, strengthened by God, blessed by God, given their desire to receive what God has to give. There are great resources in the world and in the world of spirit that will uplift and encourage love. God has ensured that these resources are made plentiful and available to each individual, no matter their circumstances, no matter their history. If they so decide to turn their gaze heavenward, to ask God for assistance, so they will be blessed and uplifted, so that dark condition that so often surrounds the individual may be lifted away and a reprieve from darkness is given. And in this experience comes hope. And eventually comes the strength of faith, the knowing that God is looking out for them, that they are not alone, and that they are truly loved. God will show every individual the way back to love. God will ignite once again the knowledge, the understanding of the importance of love, the power of love, the wonderment of love. No individuals denied this. But so many, many deny this for themselves, either through ignorance or fear. They deny themselves the possibility of knowing the wonderment of love. It is for those of you who know this truth to show the way towards true redemption, upliftment, healing, and joy. Although that journey must be taken by each individual soul, there are many examples, and there are many from your side and mine who are engaged in uplifting and protecting, of encouraging love. And so that individual will find great love, infinite love, in their relationship with God. If they are willing to open themselves, to take that risk, to go beyond the barriers of the mind, and to step forward in faith and asking, in opening to God, their rewards will be great. For much will come in the simple asking, and great blessings will flow with your decision to open to them. Seek love, my beautiful brothers and sisters. Love is what I came to teach in your world and continue to teach and will continue for all eternity. For it is the great power of love, whether that be the capacities and nature of the individual to love, or those greater capacities that come, the transformational blessing of God's divine love. So you will be a channel of light, a beacon of light in the world. And the world is in great need of this. The world is in great need of the reminder that the power of love is why you are here. And the power of love to be expressed in the world is the great challenge of life, that each individual may take up that challenge as a focus, as a priority in their life. And if they do so, in many ways their needs will be met, and their life will find greater harmony. The power of love brings many blessings. I urge you all to walk in light, to consider every thought, every deed, every moment in your life, and make that choice that reflects love, that reflects the higher aspects of your being, bringing greater harmony, both within you within your life. If there are enough individuals in your world who are willing to take up this challenge and walk towards light and nurture love within themselves and their lives. So the world will change. So the tide of darkness will be turned, and light will begin to proliferate once again in your world. And harmony, not only in the human world, but in the world that God has created, will come together and merge together to create one beautiful world, or one world that was meant to be an expression of God's intention for the universe to unfold in love and harmony, beauty and grace. So it must be. For this is the law, that harmony is pursued always. Without love, there can be no harmony. So love must come first. And in response, harmony will follow. May God bless you on that journey, beloved souls. That beautiful journey of discovering the power of love. And we in the celestial kingdom will make every effort to assist you on that journey. That as your souls open to God, so God brings you every wondrous gift and blessing to empower love within you and all that that entails. May God bless you, beloved souls. May you continue to be in the light and know how much you are loved, and know how much love is within you. May God bless you. I am your brother and your friend. I am Jesus. My love is with you. God bless you. God bless you, one and all.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.